Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Dr. Sylvan Spooner, PhD graduate in History from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, May 12, 1907, in the rural St. Michael district of Lear's Plantation Tenantry, a baby boy was born to a domestic servant named Gertrude Skinner, a single black Barbadian teenager. That baby boy was baptized Ernest Dighton Motley, and he was destined to become the first mayor of Bridgetown in 1958 and leader of Her Majesty's Loyal Opposition in the Barbados House of Assembly in the period 1961 to 1966. He became the popular, beloved and effective city father and godfather to the entire mass of the urban poor. The charismatic Lord Mayor, affectionately called Papa Potts, Daddy Motley, or simply the city boss. He received only elementary schooling at St. Matthew's, becoming appointed as a pupil teacher there at the age of 13. He then made a switch to the sugar industry, becoming a bookkeeper and then overseer. He then spent almost a decade in the United States of America. Back in Barbados, he went into the real estate business, land registration, and farmer commission agency. He won consecutive elections to Parliament as senior member for St. Michael in every election from 1944 to 1966, but it was his control of the mayoral status for six consecutive years, 1958 to 1964, that made Ernest Motley a colossus of Barbadian politics. During those six short years, his control of Bridgetown was profound and undisputed. His fame rested almost entirely on what he was able to achieve for city dwellers in the slums. He worked tirelessly to save his constituents from disease, want, and lack of educational opportunities and looked after their needs from the cradle to the grave. His soup kitchen program in Queen's Park, his dispensing of pots and pans and clothing for needy young ladies all endeared him to the teeming masses of Bridgetown. His tradition of unstinting personal activism and involvement in public affairs has been continued spectacularly through his sons Elombe and Sir Elliot, and even more magnificently through his granddaughter, the Right Honourable Mayor Amor Motley, the first female Prime Minister of Barbados. Although there are no roundabouts named after him or sculptures created to remind Barbadians of his outstanding work, Ernest Dighton Motley was a political giant who lifted up poverty-stricken Bridgetown and St. Michael on his shoulders and nurtured them as a good parent would do. Today, as we celebrate his birthday, Bridgetown is a better place because of him.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.